I'm about to send Steve a bunch of cooking videos because I pointed out a weakness that he doesn't know how
Don't
to cook.
Call it a weakness.
He doesn't know how to cook without burning the bottom of the pan, and it's really frustrating because I have nice pans I spend a lot of money on, and I would like him to know how to cook.
I'm just going to buy my own fucking pan.
Actually. No, that's not the solution. That's not the solution.
That's exactly what the solution
is. Can you it's really not that hard.
So
it takes 10 minutes,
about
and you will learn how to cook, and it's great.
What I've realized is that she's just a bitch.
That's fair. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. It's Crypto King. What's up?
Crypto King today. How's Ace doing?
Oh, man. He's...
This doesn't sound good. He's got whooping cough again?
Nah, he hasn't played pool in a long time. He's missing it.
Oh, he's fiending. He's having withdrawals.
Have you played pool with me, by the way?
I can't remember. But you know I'm a pool shark, right? Like,
no, but you know I was actually a pool shark for like 2 years. That's why they call me Ace. No, I'm not kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
No, honestly.
You're so annoying.
I'm actually serious.
No, what? I'm actually serious. When I'm drunk, I'm like a huge shark.
Well, dude, every time that...
We should play. But now that we're in Vegas and there's probably some pool tables somewhere...
Honestly, I will destroy you. You should vlog it because I will destroy you.
Okay, I can't wait.
I can do trick
shots.
Okay,
but I have to be drunk first.
Fine, but I can do trick shots. I can do all kinds of
shit.
That's
sick. Why didn't you ever show me that?
I don't know. It was never pool
tables. I
probably
would have had sex with you way sooner.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this guy's like okay at comedy, so I guess I'll fuck him. But if you show me that, I'd be like, oh my God, let me suck that dick.
The first date, not the second date?
Probably.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm just saying, I just like guys that have a skill, no matter what skill it is.
What if it's cup stacking?
Is he really, really good at it?
Yeah, I guess.
And that's hot.
No, it's not.
Cup stacking? I've never even heard of that.
What about Dungeons & Dragons?
It has to be that they're so passionate about it that it bleeds through everything that they do. And then honestly, yeah, if he's like the best Dungeons and Dragon player, and
okay,
we
can stop talking like you're single, please.
I will suck his dick.
Shut the fuck up.
His little nerd dick.
I am getting
dick.
Extremely insecure right now.
Okay, well, we have some questions from you guys that you have submitted to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. Sometimes people are like, how do I submit a question? Listen to the podcast,
yeah, what the
dummy.
Fuck?
I'm telling you, podcast@nikki.limo if you want to ask a question. And I will tell you that you can ask us a question on anything. These are called AMAs, but people usually submit relationship questions, and we are not experts in any category. So we will just speak to the height of our knowledge on any category. It just so happens that we do have a little bit of experience in relationships. So,
well, it's because we failed at relationships so many times.
So many times.
Until we found
currently
each other.
Failing. So
currently
hard.
Failing. Extra.
Eating
it.
Ass. I don't know. Love we had to be eating something.
Yeah, sure.
Also, if you are a Patreon member, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI, there's a lot of perks to being a Patreon, including Steve's Crypto Corner live stream that he does once a week for 3 hours at a time, usually.
Yeah, buddy.
Answers all the questions. Many other perks. But anyway, if you're a Patreon member, your questions go to the top. And today we do have a Patreon question that was submitted.
Ooh.
And I do not read any of these questions beforehand. And we are not experts. I think I already said that disclaimer. So it's always a surprise. I don't know what the question's about. But if you put, if you are a Patreon member, there's something that we tell you to put in the title so that we know that you're a Patreon member.
Right.
And so this is a Patreon question that we are starting with. I'm going to try to get through as many of these as possible. But this one's first. Here we go. This is a Patreon question, relationship plus self-confidence. Hey, Nikki and Steve, it's Jan Bear again, except this time I do have a question that might actually be two questions along with my compliments. Starting with the compliments.
Perfect.
Oh yeah, we also really like compliments. We are fueled
it.
By them, and the more you compliment us, the better our answers will be. It's just science. So compliments. You both are so amazing and you've changed my life so much, as I mentioned in previous submission, and I think you guys are amazing people. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nikki, thanks for being your adorable, intelligent, quirky self. Steve, thanks for being your handsome, trolly, crypto-crazed self.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are still doing what you do, because I don't know what I would do without you guys and all the knowledge and advice you've given me over the years. Oh my God, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Your content always brightens my day, and it's been amazing watching you guys grow and evolve as you helped us, your Sticky fam, grow and evolve as well. I hope you guys never grow out of sharing your lives with us and continue to do what you do with the Patreon, with YouTube, Should They Don't Tell You, Big Mood, and any other projects you guys are passionate about. I also have a jewelry line. find Kittens and Coffee that you didn't mention. I don't know if you knew about it, but it's Kittens.
I'm also on Just King
News. KittensandCoffee.com.
I'll have you know.
So, like, you just add that next time to the list, Amber.
Thank you.
But otherwise, thank you so much. Thank you. That was very sweet. Okay, so here's the question. So, in my previous submission, I told you guys that I met someone that I believe is possibly my soulmate. I'm 29 and my boyfriend is 25. We've technically been together for about 1.5 years, I believe. So, backstory. Sorry if this is too long. But here's the backstory.
I remember this one. I remember her.
You do? What would we say?
I think that she's talking about, she's in a relationship with somebody, but she met somebody she thinks is maybe her soulmate, right? Let's find out.
Okay, let's find out, because okay. I don't know. I haven't, it's actually very long and okay. I haven't skimmed it.
Let's go.
So, my boyfriend is stronger with finances and I'm way more open with my emotions than he is. He got kicked out at 13 and was homeless for a bit. And when he did move back home, his mom depended on him to help raise his siblings financially. I, on the other hand, never dealt with finances. I did have to help with raising my siblings, but it was more of a playing the mother role and being my mom's emotional support. I didn't move out until recently because I had mental health issues I talked about in my previous submission that kept me from being able to hold down a job. We've been having a few different issues come up lately, and we've gone to couples sessions to try to work through them, but it feels like once we get through one problem, another one pops up. Not only that, but my boyfriend has told me that our roommates and other people in his life have told them that they don't know how he puts up with me because of my incompetence when it comes to keeping track of my bills and paying them on time. I have ADHD, which doesn't help at all.
What kind of bullshit is that? Hey, and by the way, if my friend was talking
shit, how do
you
put up with
her? If my friend was talking shit on my chick, I would fucking destroy them.
Yeah, same.
Destroy them.
My boyfriend even admitted that his best friend in Vegas told him he should break up with me, which really hurts. What?
Why is he telling you this shit?
Okay.
He's trying to use this stuff to manipulate you, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, well, my friends think I should break up with you, so you should probably listen to me right now.
Like, I have the upper hand.
You should probably listen to me right now.
If it isn't already blatantly clear, my upbringing was pretty toxic, and I'm pretty sure my parents are narcissists, which has led me to having a hard time with building up my self-confidence, and all of these people having negative opinions of me is really fucking with me. Don't get me wrong, I've rebuilt a lot of my self-confidence back up through the years, but I've noticed that my confidence has been based on a lot on what other people think of me, so I always end up hitting the same roadblocks, especially once I'm in a relationship. When I was single, I thought I was a boss babe, and that's what attracted my partner to be in the first place. But then a few things in life, like a falling out with my parents and an ex-best friend, really damaged my self-worth. I've been trying to rebuild it since, but all the different issues going on in my relationship has really fucked with my self-confidence. It makes me wonder if I'm even good enough for my boyfriend. My boyfriend's best friend here in Arizona suggested we take a break from each other, and I've honestly been thinking that that might be a good idea because trying to balance working on our relationship and rebuilding my self-confidence has been really hard for me. I feel like taking a break would give us time to ourselves to see if we miss each other or are happier on our own, and would give me the time to focus on just myself and rebuilding my confidence, which I think would help us both out in the long run. The only problems with that solution is I don't know how we would do that when we live together, and part of me is scared that if we do take a break, my boyfriend will come to the conclusion that he is too good for me and I'm more trouble than it's
worth.
This
is the problem, though. This is exactly what the problem is. Your self-worth. It's exactly what she's saying.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me just, because it's two sentences left. What do you guys think? Do you have better solutions, or do you think we should figure out how a way to take a break from each other? Do you have any better suggestions on how to balance working on a relationship while working on yourself too? I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've grown up so much as a person since meeting him, but I still have such a long way to go compared to him, and I'm scared that I'm going to lose him because of it. Please help, and thank you, even if your advice isn't what I want to hear.
Your boyfriend, for whatever reason, you've given him so much power over you that you don't even know, that you think that you're going to lose him every minute of every day because he's so much better than you. You can't be with somebody who's better than you.
Yeah.
You have to be with somebody who wants you for you.
And I think that's why it's amplifying the self-confidence issues.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You were a boss bitch when you were single. Have you noticed anything different? Well, yeah, I'm in a relationship now and I think I'm inadequate.
Well, the relationship and also the falling out with her friend.
But exactly. But her relationship should be a safe haven, if anything. Yeah. And it's not. It's the opposite. She feels inadequate in her relationship even. So you feel inadequate because your parents. You feel inadequate because your friends. You feel inadequate with your boyfriend, who should be the number one person who's making you feel adequate. Mm-hmm. And he's actually reinforcing that inadequacy by saying, yeah, well, my friends all think I'm crazy for being with you.
Yeah.
This guy is not good for you. It's time to break up.
I don't know if he said it that way. I mean,
telling your chick that your friend thinks that you should break up and then saying, like, all my friends don't think I should be with you.
Yeah.
Is fucking weird. It's weird.
Unless you're going to really, like,
unless he's trashing on them
and
defending
if
you
you're
to their
really
faces.
Because
if somebody did that,
sorry.
Just kitty hands going, coming
yeah,
under
kitty
our door.
Paws coming under the door.
If somebody shit on Nikki and I told Nikki that they shit on her, It would be in the context of, hey, they said fuck this and I fucking destroyed that motherfucker. And yeah, that guy can go to hell.
Exactly.
But not this shit where it's like, yeah, my friends all think, I don't know about that.
Unless it's like a whole reassurance thing, like then there's no point in bringing it up.
Why bring it up? Why bring it up? Just make you feel like shit.
Exactly.
Hey, you know how many people think that you're shitty? A lot. Okay. Anyway, hey, do you want anything from Taco Bell?
I've been in this, by the way. This sounds so familiar.
It's manipulative.
And it also led to one of the darkest times of my life, where, you know, I really thought that maybe the world would be better without me.
You felt inadequate.
It was very clear to me at the time because of all the things that people in my life at that time were saying, and which was a very small circle because I was with manipulative, narcissistic people. And it was like I was getting sued too. So it was like finances weren't good. And like I was having to borrow money from my dad. And it was just like, man, I really fucking suck. And maybe all these people are right. Maybe I just make everyone's life harder. And maybe even though like I feel like I've always been pretty level headed and like able to assess the situation, maybe they're right. And I lack judgment and I just suck. Maybe I just suck.
Yeah. And if there's...
And it was really hard. It's really hard to know the difference if you don't have an outside perspective on it. So I totally get what you're going through, because it's like she had a falling out with her family and her best friend, and now her boyfriend's like, yeah, my friends don't think you're very cool.
There's no safe. Like, there's no safety.
Like, is it a me thing or is it a them thing?
There's no home plate. You have no place to go to and go, I feel safe here.
Exactly.
Because even in your home, you share it with your guy and you're not even sure if you're adequate for him, which is bullshit. You are awesome.
Absolutely. And so honestly, yeah, I do think you should take a break if you can. Somehow, like, you know, I know you guys live together and so you're like worried about how that will go down. But don't worry about the other part of like, what if he decides that he actually is too good for me? Good. You want him to decide that, because if he's able to decide that, that's not the guy for you. So the quicker that happens, the better if that happens.
Agreed.
So don't be worried about that part. But the whole like, how are you going to live? Like, how are you going? Like, you got to find a new place. You got to, you know, do those. I do think that in the long run, that is better. Like, as you said, and I think your gut is telling you that, and you really, I think, you know, because you need time away from him to get clear on who you are as a person and what things that you're good at. And you working on yourself is always a good thing to be doing. But you'll actually, I do think you'll rebuild that confidence.
Standing on your own two feet.
Yeah.
That's what you need right now.
Especially if you used to feel like a boss babe. Get back into work. Like, get back into work. The things that make you feel confident, the things that remind you of who you are and like what you stand for and what you love to do and that things you bring to the table. Like, I think you lost all of those. I think you forgot all the things that make you so special that you bring to the table.
You are not a punching bag and you are not a carpet, and you aren't going to be anyone's punching bag and you're not going to be anyone's carpet, right? Like, that's unacceptable. Yeah. It's not going to happen. You sound like a great person. And you sound very introspective, which I think is a great quality to have.
See, that's the thing. Is you sound self-aware.
Yeah, you're self-aware. You're not delusional. You're seeking, you know, self-improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to take the hard step and start to really improve yourself.
Yeah.
Doing the uncomfortable thing. Standing up on your own two feet. You will be so glad that you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back. It's one of those things where you like, man, that was so hard, but I'm so glad I did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there is going to be times where you miss him and you're like, and you want him to want you as much as you want him.
Oh, he's with some new chick or whatever.
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, and he's bringing her down too. So exactly. Fuck that shit. You don't want to be with these people.
It's way better for you in the long run.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe your boyfriend is not like my ex-boyfriend, and maybe he is like a person that is gonna come around and they actually do is gonna respect you and appreciate you for the things that you bring to the table. Maybe that happens, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
Is he having your back?
Stuck in the same situation.
Is he having your back? I'll take it all back if he's having your back.
Yeah.
I take it all back. If you can sit him down and go, hey, when your friends say all this shit about me, what do you say?
Yeah.
If he has your back, I take it all back. You say, you disregard everything I just said and you can, you know, maybe figure it out with him, but I guarantee he's not.
That's so true. Because why would he? Okay, the way she said it is that he recently admitted that his friend said exactly. This stuff about you. Would come home immediately and be like, yo, Bart tried to take you down and I fucking put him in his place, or damn something right. Like that, or whoever you're talking to.
Anybody, my family, anybody.
There's no one on planet Earth that would say something about me that you would
they would never feel comfortable to say something about you to me.
And they shouldn't.
No.
And same vice versa.
I know that.
I remember, well, you know, one time that happened, I was like, immediately I told you.
Yeah, somebody was shit talking me.
And they thought that I was going to take their side. Like, oh, you know how Steve is. He's kind of a douchebag. Excuse me? What did you say about my husband?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, I am a douchebag.
I get to call him a douchebag because he's a fucking douchebag to me.
I am a douchebag.
You know what? You could shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. You shut your fucking mouth about my douchebag husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because he's a fucking douche tool.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you get to say that about him.
You know what's funny, too, actually, is that me and that guy, we talked like 6 months later. We were somewhere. And he like admitted that he was just mad at me about this one thing that happened years ago. And it was a misunderstanding.
Good for him.
It was really cool. Yeah. It was cool. But yeah, I'll never forget because you told me that he said I was a douchebag. I was like, what? I was like, him? I was like, huh.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Because I actually do like him too.
Me too. I like him. And we actually went to Bali. We saw him in Bali. Oh, and we like had dinner together and stuff. This is all afterwards. So
yeah.
we made it all work. But it was just this weird misunderstanding that he had with me that
it was
great to clear up. But still, you know, she wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have it if somebody's shit talking her. And that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Unless it's in our fantasy football league forum where everybody's shit talking everybody.
That's exactly right.
This is the only time that it's acceptable.
I throw Nikki under every fucking bus that exists.
And I love rubbing it in his face that I won the entire Super Bowl.
We can move on. Mark, you can edit that out too. Mark, you can edit that out.
Yeah. So to wrap it up, final thoughts on that.
If he's having your back, I take it all back.
It's the hardest choice, but I think it's the best choice.
You got to be with somebody who has your back.
Yeah, and once you get your confidence back up, it's just everything, you know? It affects every part of your life. Like, everything starts to spiral if you don't feel like you're worth anything. Because energies just match to whatever you think you're worth, you know? Whether you think you're worth it or not, either way, you're right, is like the thing.
The world won't have your back, your partner better.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Exactly. So, Jan Bear, I wish you the most strength.
Yes.
I wish you the very best because I think that you have done everything that you can. You're going a couple sessions. You're talking out. You're trying to work on all this stuff at once. And you're right. It's just too hard to work on both at the same time.
Yeah. And if you feel like shit about yourself, then you feel like, why should anyone have my back? And that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You're awesome. And don't let, just because you're down right now doesn't mean you're out. You really do have to love yourself again, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're worthy of love. This is all bullshit getting in the way of you and finding your self-worth, which is what matters the most.
Yeah, and I think that getting alone, like one-on-one time with yourself, I think that living by yourself, all that stuff, will really build your confidence back up because you'll really get in tune with who you are, what you like, what brings you joy, what you're good at, things that build confidence, frankly. So good luck out there, and please, please, please let us know what happens, what you end up doing. Either way, I hope that you find it. I know you will.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, next question. This one's titled Moving Back Home. Hey, Nikki and Steve, my name is whatever you choose it to be. LOL, sorry if this is super long. What do we choose it
Thanks,
to be?
LOL.
Thanks, LOL. I'm a female, almost 30 years old, freelancer, anxious as fuck, and medicated, living on my own for 10 years in a different city than my family. I've been in a serious relationship for 5 years, but the last year hasn't been great. I've been pulling away from my partner. I no longer feel like being there. Most of the time, I'd rather be alone because I don't feel like having sex with him anymore. It feels like an obligation. Like, it has to happen at least once a week or he gets sad and angry, and I feel like he starts pushing me. Anyway, I came back home from the holidays for 3 weeks, and I feel better than ever. I miss my parents so much. I've really been enjoying the little things and moments, the fun conversations, interesting anecdotes, chilling with mom at the beach, even just going to the market. My parents are getting older and I'm aware that they need more help now. My brother has done the job the last 10 years I've been gone, and I think it's my turn since he just got married and moved to another city. While I've been there, I reconnected with my best friend from high school with whom I have some spark, and we had a moment like 8 years ago, but then he told me it would be better if nothing happened between us. Recently, he confessed that he really loved me, but he was scared that I would get bored of him and our friendship would break. Deep down, I always felt like we were meant to be. Even our friends keep saying it. Maybe the universe is telling me to come back home. I really need to make some big decisions this year, but I'm so scared of change. I don't know where to start. Help! Oh my gosh, you would really enjoy our last episode, but go ahead.
You already know what to do,
Yeah, you
bitch.
Already know what to do.
You already know what to do, yeah, queen.
I was going
to
say the same
come
thing.
Come on, queen.
You know.
You know.
It's like your life right now is a rom-com where the main character is about to make the pivotal decision.
Hey, babe, it's sex night, isn't it? And you're like,
And he's like, I'm sad and angry because you don't want to fuck me.
And then we cut to you in bed and he's like over you and you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Come on. We're watching the trailer.
That to be your life? You really think that that's going to lead to a happy marriage?
Fuck no.
You think that that's what's the end game here with this guy? Don't like him
maybe
already.
Maybe you get with the new guy and yeah, it gets boring later. Who cares? You're following the interesting thing.
The adventure. Life is an adventure. And if it's not, you need to change something.
Damn right.
That's the whole thing. Look, people get so wrapped up tunnel vision on like, yeah, but is it the secure thing to do? Is it the, you know, like, you know, you get one life or at least one that you can remember. You know, even if you get multiple ones, we don't get to remember it. So
we sure don't.
So you get what, like max 80 years and you're at 30 of them already? Fucking go, girl. You got 50 years left. Like, go.
Get away.
Do the adventure thing.
I heard there's hella fucking in nursing homes, though.
I heard that, too.
Hella fucking in nursing homes.
Yeah. Old people are horny as fuck.
Yep.
I hope we're horny old people.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I don't know how it happens, like, because like there's all these like erectile dysfunction things. I wonder how it happens.
It's a lot of Viagra popping.
Maybe a lot of 69ing.
A lot of 69ing, you bet.
Yeah.
Old people 69ing, that's something I'll look up later.
Sounds interesting. Sounds titillating. Like
something I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
I have seen Lemon Party. Don't look that up.
I saw it when I was 11 years old because it came in my AOL inbox.
Hey, I was about that age, yeah.
Yep. I was like, is this?
I was like, oh, wow.
That's an image I have never even dreamt before.
I
was
like, I get why it's a Lemon Party, though. Because the face was very much like a sour, like they had a lot of sour gumdrops.
True. Yeah, I didn't think of that before.
See, I didn't get that till later.
Anyway, thanks, LOL. You know what to do. And also, if this new guy is making you feel things, I mean, the new old/old guy, I mean, come on.
Don't have the question mark in your brain the 10 years from now, for fuck's sake. Just get this done.
The what ifs are going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, they say like people on their deathbeds, when they asked about the like what they regret the most, people regret the things they didn't do way more than the things that they did do.
That makes sense.
So don't have that. Don't have the like, oh, I wonder what would
Has anybody happened. Ever just been like, I wore too much plaid. Too much fucking plaid.
Not enough plaid.
Ruined my life.
I don't think I ever wore enough plaid.
I think some people
need to
wear
more plaid.
I think some people wear too much plaid.
Woo.
People who wear plaid on the top and plaid on the bottom.
I like them.
I think they ruin it.
I think it's sick.
Have you
not been to a Vans Warped Tour or what?
No, I didn't like it. I have been to Warped Tour. I didn't like it.
It ruined your life.
Well, I like to think that it ruined somebody's life. Like, too much plaid, it ruined my fucking life. Something like that.
Yeah, I fail to see the cons about plaid.
Double plaid, Nikki.
Double Platinum is one of my favorite Lagwagon albums.
I'll just shut up and move on.
Okay. I think thanks, LOL knows what
thanks,
to do.
LOL.
So, good luck on your journey. I'm excited for your adventure. Please let us know what happens if you make the right choice. If you stay stagnant, I don't even want to know. I don't care.
If you first date it with this guy, with double plaid, just don't even fucking bother writing in the show again, okay?
And just like don't ever write again.
Don't write again.
It's boring. I've already discounted your life as boring now.
That'll be your biggest regret, I promise
you.
Yeah,
I'm judging you. I judge hard. We don't judge very many people, but we would judge hard.
We would judge that hard, yeah.
So, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, next question. This one's called Heartbreak Trouble. Please help me. Lots of exclamation points. Hey, Nikki and Steve, love the podcast and truly admire the chemistry you two have. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I wanted to reach out to you guys because lately I feel like my life is falling apart. I know, so dramatic, LOL. My boyfriend of 7 years broke up with me this week and I'm really not handling it well. I'm so sorry. That always sucks to get broken up with. Even if it's like, it sucks to get fired even if you hate your job. It sucks to get broken up with even if you saw it coming. It sucks
Nobody
to be the one. Yeah. There weren't any relationship-ending problems, and his reasoning was that he needed time to figure himself out and be alone. We are both 23, and we have been living together for the past 2 years. From my perspective, we had a great relationship, and he's literally my best friend. When he broke up with me a day later, he took it back, apologized, and we had a great conversation about how we're going to move forward and talk about things we can do to improve our relationship, because honestly, both of us could be putting in more effort to move forward and work towards goals. And then less than an hour later, he had a total breakdown and he told me that he ruined everything and couldn't look at me and feels terrible that he hurt me. He just felt so guilty for making me anxious and question his love for me, and it was a total mindfuck. So now I'm back with my parents and just feeling lost. I haven't actually moved out of, I haven't moved my things out of our apartment. We basically have the essentials, and he assured me that there's no rush and I can keep all my stuff there for as long as I want.
Wait, so they did break up, but then
he
didn't break up, but then he's like,
but then he thought that he ruined it by breaking up for the first time, but so
shit.
That it
what the
yeah,
fuck?
That's crazy. I have people telling me that he will realize he made a mistake and want me back, but is it really healthy to have that in the back of my mind? The anxiety is killing me because on the one hand, I don't know how he couldn't regret it, but the what if he doesn't is literally crippling. I don't want to move on or try to get over him because I feel like he's just making the wrong decision right now. We were definitely comfortable and even I was feeling a bit stagnant in our relationship at times, but was ready to make improvements. I know that you guys are advocates for breaking up, but I truly believe what we have is worth fixing. We're advocates when it makes sense.
I know you and Steve want everyone to break up.
Want everyone to break
up.
That's
the best shit.
We just like hitting the button.
We do.
Mark
it.
Get it ready. Get
it
ready.
Oh, yeah,
get
yeah,
it ready.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. It's like the anticipation build up. I truly believe what we have is worth fixing. He is a police officer, which I believe is a factor in how he feels. I know he is stressed and he struggles with communicating how he feels and balancing time for me. I'm struggling with whether or not I should be giving him space or just telling him how I feel and showing him the support he may need. At what point am I just being desperate? I'm not one to play games and I find myself not texting him because I want him to want to talk to me and not because he feels bad not responding. That's fair. It has only been less than a week apart. I just truly feel like he's going through something and I don't want him to go through it alone, even though that's what he thinks he needs. Please help me. I know this message is getting kind of long, so I'll end it here. Obviously, it's hard because you guys don't know a lot of the details or the dynamic of our relationship, but any advice would be appreciated in how I should move forward. Thank you. Please keep me anonymous.
Mark, spam that breakup button. I'm kidding. Okay. No, honestly, you just got to communicate what you want.
Yeah.
It sounds like you really want to be with this guy. He fucked up, maybe thinks that he put a seed of doubt in your mind and now that's growing. But you got to give it, if you really do love him and you want to stay with him, you have to forgive him for that. And if you truly can't forgive him and move on from that, not thinking about it, then I think you're good.
The second part of this, though, is that, so we really like that breakup button and I really like, I'm tempted to hit it. But the thing that we like second to the breakup button is telling people to get therapy. So it really sounds like your boyfriend should see a professional therapist because I think you're right. Like, I think that like someone that does this kind of, I'm gonna break up with you, and the next day, oh my God, I didn't mean to do that. And then we talk about it for an hour, and then like, oh my God, I can't handle that I did that to you, and has a mental breakdown about it. You're 1,000% correct. Like, this is not a proper emotional management situation.
No.
And there's something, he's like got issues that have been bottled up for some time. And
clearly,
I know that men always think that if they're just alone for a little bit, they can figure it all out and they'll poof, magically be healed. But no, it's not how it works. And he needs to see a professional therapist.
Agreed.
I think that, especially being a police officer, like you said, that's a very stressful job. And he's 23 years old. You guys are young. You guys are very
sexy. You're hot.
You're sexy. You're hot. You're emotionally inexperienced. All kinds of things like that. Hormones are raging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
y'all want to fuck all the time.
Fuck, you want to suck.
You
want
to dance. You want to drink. Yep. You want to fuck.
Come on. Just get it out of your system.
Stop bragging, first of all.
Good for you.
Stop. Don't encourage it.
Sorry.
They're bragging too much. But yeah, I think that your boyfriend needs professional help. So that should be, if you're going to be supportive for him, maybe give him space, but also encourage him to like actually get the tools that he needs to work on it, because otherwise he's just sitting there by himself not working on it. He's just sitting there by himself, bottled up emotions, making irrational decision after irrational decision, and nothing changes.
And let me help you talk to him real quick, because this is key, right? When you're talking to guys, sometimes it can be kind of weird when you're telling a guy that maybe he has a weakness. Guys really fucking don't respond well to that, I think. But really what I think is the better approach is not you're pointing out that he has a weakness. It's that, you know, you're pointing out that if he wants to become stronger, and if he wants his relationship to become stronger, he needs to get through this.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And then like talking to somebody.
Like if he really cares about you, yeah. like you care about him.
And talking to somebody is not an expression of weakness. Like you're trying to strengthen yourself. Like
yeah, you're getting new tools.
That's it. So yeah, sometimes the approach matters.
I think another thing that helps is not saying it, not pitching it like go seek help, seek a therapist. Pitch it more like it's a coach. You know, like
exactly.
someone that's giving insight, tools, advice, things that yeah. you can use to be stronger.
Yeah. Tools that can make you stronger, I think is a way better way to talk to guys sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it just is.
I'm about to send Steve a bunch of cooking videos because I pointed out a weakness that he doesn't know how
Don't
to cook.
Call it a weakness.
He doesn't know how to cook without burning the bottom of the pan. And it's really frustrating because I have nice pans I spent a lot of money on. And I would like him to know how to cook.
I'm just going to buy my own fucking pan.
Actually. No. That's not the solution. That's not the solution.
That's exactly what the solution is.
Can you just, it's really not that hard.
So
it takes 10 minutes and you will learn how to cook and it's great.
What I've realized is that she's just a bitch.
That's fair.
So like if I want to make turkey bacon.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. How I make the turkey bacon, she has determined that I made it like shit anyway.
No, I tried to help today. Okay.
Yeah, but then you called it burned. It wasn't burned.
No, let me ask you this.
It wasn't burned.
If you were at Denny's, let's say, or a nicer establishment like IHOP, and they served you black bacon.
It wasn't black.
It was blackened. Yes, it
was. You should have saw it yesterday.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I saw the pan.
You should have saw it yesterday.
Okay.
It was much worse yesterday.
Okay, so improvement's nice. I would encourage improvement.
Thank you.
But to say that that was a properly cooked piece of bacon is just nonsense. And
to
I
say
would
that
like
I had
you,
a weakness is nonsense.
I didn't say that. You said that.
No, you said that.
No,
you said he has a weakness about cooking.
You took it as a
bacon.
Weakness.
About cooking.
I said I'm not coming at you with criticism. I'm here to help. I come in peace. And you were like, okay. And then I was helping, and I didn't even say anything until the end result, which was black bacon. And I said, that is not, I'm
she
sorry.
She said she would fire the cook.
I would, yes, I would send the meal back, and I would leave a horrible Yelp review.
At IHOP, the joke's
yeah.
on you. The joke's on you. If you're leaving a review at IHOP, the joke's on you.
I feel bad for that guy. I hope he doesn't have kids, because...
Hey, just so everybody knows, this IHOP's not that good. Everyone's
okay.
like, we know it's
if
IHOP.
If they
fuck
give
you.
Us a refund for it, then I won't leave a bad review.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
But I would ask for some sort of compensation for that
okay.
bacon.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it was a terrible bacon.
Hey, fuck you, dude. Fuck you, man.
My poor pan.
Oh, shut up. Your pan's fine.
I know, because I spent $150 on that pan, and that's why it's durable. to hear nonsense.
Whatever.
Nonsense cooking. Anyway, don't approach it like that because these guys are just weird like that. They're just like,
I'm not weak.
Everything I do is great.
I'm
okay,
not,
baby.
I'm not a weak cooker.
Yeah.
Tell you that right
a
now.
A weak cooker. I wish you guys could have seen this.
I'm trying to underline
bacon.
The point here.
Okay, anyway, yeah, get him into therapy, pitch it to him nicely, see what happens. That's the best move I can think of going forward. I don't think it's too early to say if it's like break up forever because it's just a weird situation. Like that's weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing
it's
to
weird.
Happen.
It's not enough to say, yeah, just fucking dump this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Not
and I don't even think
and I don't think it was malicious or anything.
I don't even think he knows what his true feelings are yet.
No.
Like he's needs help to sort that out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope he gets it and I hope you guys stay together a little bit longer and like you know, work through some stuff, learn things together.
Good
that'd be,
luck out
that'd
there.
Be great to hear. We're going to go on a break. Buy whatever we tell you to buy because it's really good. Or download whatever we tell you to download because it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you in a little bit.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Not bye. Just like, hey.
Okay, see you in
around.
A sec.
Yeah. I don't like that you said bye to
sorry,
them.
Sorry.
But they left. Sorry. I have abandonment issues.
I know you do. I know.
I'm seeing a therapist for them. That's true. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us. Like,
listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
All right, we are back and we have more questions from you. Again, you can ask us questions about anything, podcast@nikki.limo, N-I-K-K-I.L-I-M-O, if you want to ask a question. A lot of people ask relationship questions, as you have heard, but, you know, we can answer other questions too, like such as which songs should I download for a cool playlist? I have lots of Eminem's and Beatles songs for you to download.
The only Eminem songs and Beatles songs.
So...
And occasionally Sarah McLachlan, so whatever.
No, that's not true.
Or what's her
Maybe
name?
Maybe Adele.
What's her name?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, thank
Lana
you.
Lana Del Rey.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, I'm full of good playlist song ideas. Anyway, no one's asked yet, so I guess I won't share them with you. But let's move on to see what the next question is. This one's titled Cheating Scandal. Juicy. Oh, good. Gossip. Good juicy. Title. Still relationship-based, but hey, we got some juice in there. Please keep me anonymous is the first sentence. What should we call this person?
We'll call them Anon.
Really?
I don't know.
Creativity. Come on, pal.
Anon23.
Call him Dark Bacon.
Okay, Dark Bacon.
Fine. Okay, Dark Bacon. Hi, Nikki and Steve. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I have watched you both on JK. You are both very wise people and always seem to give great advice, so I thought I would send this out to see if I could get some. Oh, thank you so much. Before I start, I want to preface this by saying that me and my boyfriend are this girl and her boyfriend's boss. Okay, got it. So you guys are both bosses to these people that you're about to talk about. In September, me and my boyfriend and his two friends decided to hang out. It was around 8 or 9. I was driving. My boyfriend was next to me in the passenger seat and his two guy friends in the back. Someone suggested that we go pick up my boyfriend's best friend since he just got off work. We went to a playground and we were just hanging out, all five of us. Oh, how old are you guys?
Yeah.
A playground? Are you guys getting high there? Doing drugs?
Sounds like some drugs.
Okay, the next day, one of my coworkers showed me a text she got from my boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend. My boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend. Okay. The text said, I don't understand how some girls can cheat on their boyfriends with their best friend's best friend. Boyfriend's best friend. Oh my gosh.
Yo,
this is getting really confusing. This is like a freaking Game of Thrones out here. Okay, she said some other things that I honestly can't remember, but that was the gist of it. This was the first time she has thrown that accusation out there. So this person is accusing her of cheating on. Okay. She continued this accusation for 2 more months until I heard her talking about it at work with another coworker. I brought this up to the HR rep and let her know I wanted to have a conversation with the girlfriend about this, and I wanted the HR rep to be present while we talked. We ended up talking 2 days later about what happened. The girlfriend kept telling me it was a misunderstanding practically the whole time after everything I was telling her about what I heard from other people, which is complete bullshit because how could you saying this girl, me, is cheating on her boyfriend with my boyfriend with my best boyfriend's...
Okay, yeah, we got it.
Yeah. I saw the text and I heard her talking about me. I wish I had defended myself more in the talk and I regret not doing that. At the end of the talk, the whole thing got turned back on me because of an incident that happened with the girl a couple days before we had our talk. All that happened was she got upset because she asked me a question when I was clearly busy and not in charge that was meant for whoever was in charge to... So I said, I don't know, go ask the shift lead. She bawled her eyes out after that happened. She then tried to get me in trouble by talking to both the GMs about how mean I am to her. Back to when we had our talk with the HR rep. The HR rep proceeded to tell me that I need to be nicer and that we need to be friendly and talk at work. So this all happened, and ever since then, I decided not to talk to the girl at all unless it's work-related. She's currently trying to get me in trouble for, quote-unquote, ignoring her and being, quote-unquote, mean to her. I don't understand why I have to be friends with her. I don't like her. She's always complaining about her job, treating others like trash, is emotionally abusive to her boyfriend, and the list goes on. I don't want to surround myself with a toxic person like that. I feel like I'm being forced to be friends with her because she can't handle me not talking to her. What should I do? A little side note, she's always been like this, where she is a terrible person to go work with, and recently she was way out of line and called a young teenager a fucking idiot because he didn't stock his area before leaving it. My boyfriend was here for this, and he told me. I told upper management because this should not be tolerated, and she was talked to but not written up for anything she did. I feel like I'm a teacher, and this is like...
Yeah, we're in a work dispute here.
This is why she talked to the GMs recently for me being mean to her. She needs to be held accountable for actions and everyone else, which is not happening. These are other things that are happening to talk about, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate you guys and all the hard work you put into your businesses. You do a great job. Thank you for taking the time to read and respond to this.
No problem. We'll help you with your work dispute. Okay?
You need to zoom out. This is all very silly. I know you think it's very serious, but it's very silly. So you guys went to a playground, first of all.
Yeah.
And
you guys are weird.
And then this is middle school behavior.
Yes.
And it's not that I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm just saying that
just like take a little chill pill.
You said this was a cheating scandal, and it's not. It's just a workplace dispute. Yeah. And so, okay, this girl, yeah, she accused you of something that you didn't do because she doesn't like you.
She's big C, she's, big fat
she
C.
She feels offended that you don't like her.
Yeah.
And like, it's just a bunch of people that have insecurities because they want everyone to like them, and they don't like them. And so, yeah, she's being...
She can't handle how
dramatic.
Much she doesn't like herself, and so and because you agree that she sucks,
but
she can't stand it.
But really, just ignore her. Like, it, like I know you're saying you're ignoring her, but you're like, oh, she needs to be accountable for her actions, and I'm going to tell the boss and blah blah blah. And that's not ignoring her. Like, just let her be in her world, like being mad. Just let her be mad in her corner, and just it's noise. Doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yep.
She could accuse you of whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's not true. Is it true? Then it doesn't matter.
And if HR says you're being mean, just say quote me.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote me. What did I say that was mean? I said go talk to the shift manager.
If you're not actually breaking any workplace protocol policies, then you're fine. And it's just really just all noise, and it's petty, and it doesn't need to happen. You just stop giving those people attention.
Because
really,
power.
what the thing is that they really just crave attention, and then maybe she doesn't even know that, but any attention's good attention. Even if it's negative, it's like she just wants people to notice her. I think she just feels insignificant and unimportant. And anyone giving her any kind of attention makes her feel at least that she exists in Earth. But if it's toxic to you, just ignore it. She doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't have hate for anybody, but there are people who just don't exist in my reality anymore. And they try to like come in the bubble and like message things and say things. And they don't exist. Well, I just have a wall. Like I have a blinder right here, and that person, it's like in that Black Mirror episode where you can like block people and they're just blurs.
It helps to have an inner circle. If you have, because I always say like, I really, you know, being a person on the tubes, right? There's a lot of people who don't like you, obviously. Like,
yeah.
That's going to happen. But if you, how do you keep doing it? How do you keep going on? How have you done tubes for so long then? It's because I only let the people who are close to me affect me. Like, if Nikki reaches out to me, if like, a couple of my buddies are like, hey, Steve, I think you fucked up on this or whatever. That's a different thing. But like if the internet's talking to me, I don't give a shit. I find it funny. So so like that's the thing, right? It's you only have to let the people that you care about affect you. Otherwise, you're going to be a wreck.
Yeah.
Trying to account for everyone. Oh, this person doesn't like me. Holy shit, what am I going to do? Or this person I don't get along with. Holy shit, what am I going to do? It's like Nikki's saying, they don't exist.
It just keeps you on a lower level.
Yes.
You know,
and you're paying attention to things that don't matter.
It's crabs in a bucket.
You could be working on yourself and improving
just
your life.
Elevate, yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. Elevate your mind, elevate your life, hang around better people, hang around people that elevate you.
There you go.
It was like this giving your attention and energy to this lower energy is just bringing you to the lower energy. So that you just stay there and you're just continually in this like petty drama that doesn't
my mom would have said kill her with kindness, do something nice for
her. Bring her a cupcake, she'll freak out.
Yeah, you could, if you want, you want to just fuck around, you just bring her a cupcake, see what happens. Like almost treat like a grenade.
Yeah, be like overly nice, and then what is she gonna complain about?
What's she gonna do?
She could be suspicious of you. Yeah. But like you are doing the nicest thing. Oh, I thought you complained about
you. I thought you'd want a cupcake.
Be friends.
And then let her go to HR and say she's trying to get me overweight. Because she sounds like that type.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, nothing you do is ever going to be right. So,
you might as well just ignore, like Nikki said, ignore
just
her.
Just see it as funny.
Yeah, see it all as funny.
Just see it as funny.
Yeah. Take a little chill pill about it.
Okay.
We all take things too seriously when we shouldn't.
We do.
A lot of times. It happens to everybody.
It does. You're not alone. Even though it's funny from an outsider's perspective.
It's really
like,
funny.
We can laugh at it because we're, like, not in it with you. But, like, it's really funny from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, for sure. And good luck.
Okay. This next one is titled, ooh, something not relationship. Parosmia and crypto stuff.
Ooh.
All right.
Parosmia is what Nikki has.
It is. And I'll explain it in a second. Probably, it'll probably get explained in this email. But hi, Nikki and Steve. Heart emoji. I'm currently at work and I'm listening to your podcast. It's honestly my favorite podcast ever. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Share it with your friends, your work friends.
Please do.
I listen to almost every episode, even the crypto ones. Not going to lie, before I would skip on those because, but since hearing how passionate Steve is about it and how he's had success and has helped others succeed, I've grown extremely interested.
Yay.
I listened to all the crypto episodes in like 2 days, and honestly, I'm more confused than ever, LOL. But I'm still eager to learn. I recently joined your guys' Patreon, mostly for the Should They Don't Tell You After Dark episodes, because I'm kind of obsessed. But thankfully, now I can watch the Crypto Corner live stream, so I'm looking forward to tuning in and gaining more knowledge. I swear we didn't pay for this person to promote our Patreon. Funny. But yeah, patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. Not only are you supporting the podcast, but you get bonus episodes, and you get Steve's Crypto live stream that happens every week. He answers everybody's question, no matter what tier you're on.
Should They Don't Tell You After Dark is great, because we get to talk about things are actually going on in our lives, like in a
like
more
in a real time way
level.
In a kind of vulnerable way, like Steve cries sometimes. It's like really embarrassing,
probably every other time.
We wouldn't do it on a normal episode, but like in Should They Not Tell You After Dark, it's very safe.
I cried recently on the December episode. So fuck you, dude.
Are you gonna cry about this?
I probably will.
I think it's a weakness that you
I think it's good for men to open up about their shit.
I agree. And I'm glad that you do it.
Thank you.
But anyway, back to this email. So the main reason I'm writing this email is because I think I have parosmia, and it's been a struggle for me. And I just finished listening to your podcast episode where you, Nikki, were talking about how you have been experiencing this. And I wanted to ask you if there's something you're still struggling with. I know you said you were vlogging your experience, so I'm sorry if you already talked about it. Maybe you could point me in the right direction as to where you mentioned it in your vlogs. I've recently been doing more research on parosmia, and I watched this YouTube video about how this person tried fasting for like 3 days and how it worked really well for them to regain their sense of smell back. So I guess I'm just asking if you could talk more about your experience, if your parosmia has gone away, and if it did, what did you do to get for it to get better? I've been dealing with parosmia for almost a year. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I'm worried this is going to be a forever thing. Nikki, please give me some hope. Even if it's a forever thing, I think just hearing others speak on their experience is so validating and comforting. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. Congratulations on your move to Vegas, and I wish you both the best. You both inspire me to be my best self and to keep learning and growing mentally and spiritually. Love you guys.
Love it. Thank you.
Feel free to give me a cool nickname. Aw. Awesome. I love you. Your
cool
nickname,
chick 14.
Yeah, cool chick 14. Thank you so much. Yeah, and also, I'm so happy for you. That was so creative.
Thank you.
Back to the AOL in the 90s days.
Thank you.
Yes, I would be more than happy to speak about parosmia, because you're right. Like, the number one feeling was like loneliness, because you feel crazy. Like, you just want someone else to like say, hey, you're not crazy, I have this too. And I did the same thing as you, where I was like looking up all kinds of articles. I was trying to find anyone that like was going through what I was going through, because I really didn't know that it was linked to COVID until I found out what it was and researched it, and like that is where it came from. Because what happens is the virus, it's got a neurological aspect to it where it leaches on to, like it covers some of your neurons, and it just takes a while for those to dissolve. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks for people. Sometimes it takes over a year, like for you. And I was freaking out too, because in some rare cases, it does last forever. Not to freak you out too hard, but it's very rare, like really, really rare. So hopefully that makes you feel better about that. Mine lasted for over 4 months. And I remember the 4 month mark being like, this is not ever going away.
Yeah,
like, I'm just going to have to deal with not eating certain foods. I'm just going to have to accept that restaurants will always smell bad for me.
Yeah.
It was
and
really
everything feels like leather, like latex gloves.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
So parosmia, for those of you who don't know, is like, it is a neurological disorder, basically. And it's been linked to a COVID, a long COVID after effect. And I didn't link it to COVID, because when I got COVID, I lost my sense of smell. Not my taste for some reason, but just the smell. And then it came back. So I was like, cool. That was just like a couple weeks, whatever. And then months went by, like 3 or 4 months went by. And then this started happening. So I did not link it, because it wasn't like it went right into another. But what happens is, for some people, their sense of smell and taste never comes back, and that's called something else. But for me, I had parosmia, which is where smells come back, but they smell completely different. They smell and taste completely different than what you were used to it smelling and tasting like. It's like those miracle berries where those like pills were on Oprah, like where you
magic,
and then you can eat lemons and it's sweet.
Yep.
It's like that, but terrible. Some people report everything smelling and tasting like rotten eggs, rotten meat, feces, diarrhea, like really bad. For me, I'm glad I didn't have that.
Never nice things. Why can't it be lemon drops?
I know. I was looking at it, I was like, why is it all bad things? I have no idea.
So mean.
It's a mean disease.
Yeah.
So for me, everything smelled and tasted like really strong latex gloves, like chemical latex gloves. And it was like the randomest foods. Avocado
some
was like
food?
Latex.
Some Thai food.
Onion, garlic, everything that was delicious, like everything that makes
your favorite
walk
shit,
into,
garlic's your favorite.
Yeah, if you walk into any restaurant and it smells like garlic, you're like, ooh, I'm about to eat some good food. But for me, it was like, holy shit, this is like a hospital. It smells so bad. It's like, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you ever tried giving oral sex, would they have a condom on? It only takes one time for you to never do that again.
There you go.
But it tasted like, everything tasted like a condom, like a strong, powdery, latex, yuck, disgusting, like, get it out of my mouth now.
We can move on.
Yeah, and it lasted for months. Like, there was a very short list of foods that didn't taste like that. And it was so sad because I loved food and I loved eating. And also, this was during the time where I was just like, I can't do Tasty Tuesday anymore. I just can't do it. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't make things. I can't even have this in my kitchen or my house. It's so disgusting. When Steve was cooking, normally his cooking smells bad, but it like Thank amplified you. It to like a different degree.
Thank you.
Made me miss his burnt turkey bacon.
Thanks.
So I don't know if this is helping you, but yeah, you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have been going through this, and I tried that TikTok burnt orange hack.
Oh, we tried
thing.
All
it
of
didn't
it.
Work.
We tried all
I didn't
of it.
Try the tapping. There was a tapping thing that people were doing, and I didn't try it.
You did a bunch of shit, though.
We did a bunch of shit, and I thought it was like, oh, at least we'll get some, like, good vlog content, because we're trying all these. I mean, it was just annoying, honestly. I just didn't even care anymore. I was like, I'm miserable and I hate this and I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
But it's like nerve damage, right? Where like, you know, eventually it comes back, or, you know, in a rare case, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So you just have to, you know, wait for it to just resuscitate.
Hopefully, like, if you are one of the rare cases, like, you just get kind of used to that, where that's like the new normal, and that sucks too. But like,
dude, I had a doctor tell me, because I fell asleep in my hand one time and my hand was asleep for like 3 months.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. And they killed all the nerves in my hand or whatever. And the doctor was like, there is a chance that you will never get to use your hand again.
Oh my God.
Wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and my hand was constantly like this. Like, I don't know. It was like in a limp.
Yeah. Position. Like, I've my hand's fallen asleep while I'm sleeping before. Like, where you have to go like this and it's like you can't, it feels like a stranger's hand.
The blood flow was cut off for so long that it killed the nerves in my wrist.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, I was. You know, there is, you know, you always hear that chance. There's that chance that you won't get your hand back. But mine came back in 3 months, so.
Yeah, even if it's, like, after it goes past a couple months, you do start to wonder, like,
fuck,
is it ever coming
it
back?
It was crazy. I'm right-handed, so I was like, this completely sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah. I got pretty good with my left, though.
I'm glad it came back. I mean, same with Bell's palsy. Like, have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
My dad had it, but where, like, half of your face is paralyzed. So, like, just half your face is like this.
Yeah.
And there's always a chance that it won't go back. But usually it lasts, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back for people. So, for you, a year is on the longer side of things. But I've heard of people it lasting a year up to a couple years and still coming back. So, I have hope for you.
Definitely hope for you.
But I'm sorry that you're going through that. And it really, really sucked. I absolutely hated it. It was like, I would almost rather have lost my sense of smell than have had everything taste like latex.
I get it. I got annoyed by it, actually.
And I could smell it across the room too. I've never been able to smell avocado across a room.
The worst part is that I'd be cooking something and she's like, oh, it smells like latex. I'm like, just shut up. Just shut up. I'm
or
trying
like,
to
we
make
were,
my food.
We were
at
Big Mood the cabin trip and someone ordered guacamole and I could smell it across the room.
Yeah. And then the best thing is she starts yelling at everybody, doesn't it smell like latex? We're like, no. It doesn't.
I was trying not to be annoying with it.
You're fine.
As annoying as it was to you, like, it was 10,000 million times more annoying to me.
I can't imagine. That's what I'm saying. It's like one of those things where I'm seeing how annoying it was for you because I'm like, holy
shit.
This
it was miserable.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, to see everyone enjoying their food and, like, nothing you eat tastes good. I can't remember what I was eating at that time. I wish I could remember
You had a couple of things that you
could
eat.
It was like, I was eating, like, bread.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread. And butter, I think, even though butter sometimes tasted like it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was questionable. But sourdough bread and like crackers.
Pretty much.
It was bad.
For months.
Like even fruits were tasting like it. Yeah. Like bananas couldn't do it.
There you go.
Ugh.
So there's your answer. Also, for crypto stuff, look, the more you ask questions, the more you're going to learn, right?
Like, yeah.
That's all you can do. If you're confused as fuck, just start asking questions, especially in the Discord. If you're on the Patreon. just start asking questions in the Discord. There's so many people there, and they were all new once, and they all know how to navigate this stuff a lot better now. So,
yeah, they're a really good community of people that help. Okay, next question. This one is titled Business and Personal Questions featuring compliments. Ooh, we like that. Hello, Nikki and Steve. First things first, compliments, mostly for Nikki. Sorry, Steve. Yes. Wow. Yes. You guys are the most relatable people on the internet. I love how emotionally intelligent you guys are. Nikki, I've never related more to a human being on earth until I started listening to Shit They Don't Tell You. It really caught me by surprise. Oh my God, that makes me feel so good because honestly, when I started making video vlogs and this show, I just felt alone. And I'm like, but there's got to be someone out there that feels like me or that it made me feel less alone to know that there are people like you out there. So that feels good. The roles they had you playing on Totally Sketch did not do your intelligence justice. I agree with you. Yeah. I actually discovered your channel when I was like 13. I was huge Shane Dawson fan. He led me to Totally Sketch, and that led me to you. Also, we are both type fours on Enneagram, so maybe that's why I feel like we're the same person. That makes sense. Fours are real weird. I also have creative blockages. Is that a word? Which, yes, it is. Which leads me to my question. One is business and one is personal. Business question. I always go from obsessively working on my podcast to the point where I won't get up to go pee till I finish to wanting nothing to do with it. Mm. I'm in an off period right now, and I'm aware I have an episode due this Friday, but I can't make myself do it, which I know will only feel worse because once I actually miss a deadline, that's it. Why am I doing this, and how do I find the motivation to get back into it? I love working on it, but I feel so drained. I should mention I have an 11-month-old, so in my free time, I usually opt into napping instead of doing something productive. That's all you had to say with that question. We'll go one by one. So let's do this one first. A mother of a child under 2 years old, you are just don't even be hard on yourself at all. Like that, just you're not going to be able to do it sometimes. But even normal things like making sure you eat 3 meals a day,
yeah,
get enough sleep, all that stuff. You're just not going to be able to do it. Just don't even put that type of pressure on yourself. Just do the best you can.
Don't put so much pressure on yourself that you're just miserable.
I wear this bracelet. That's part of our Kittens and Coffee, my jewelry line, Kittens and Coffee, kittensandcoffee.com, everybody. This bracelet, though, I initially had gotten them custom made for my bridesmaids. It says fuck perfect on it, but it's just for the struggling perfectionist, like when you know that you can, what you're capable of, and so you've set these high standards for yourself, but then when you let yourself down, it hurts so much. Fuck perfect. It's just never going to be perfect, okay? You're doing the best that you can. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. And that's the motto you have to.
And that took her years to get to, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I can say it right now.
That's a journey. That was a journey.
There's many, many crying nights.
I was there for all of it.
Many beating myself up nights. There's definitely, I'm a very on and off person too, where it's like, I'm either like, yes, all of the things all now, I can do them all. Or I'm like, I can't do any of the things, none of the things.
Not
and
today,
why am I a failure and it sucks and now I have all these deadlines and I suck and everyone's going to be disappointed in me and nobody will like me and everyone's going to.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me I suck. You have an 11-month-old on top of that. That's, you just need to stop being hard on yourself. If you miss this deadline, guarantee your audience will understand. You could even do an episode about this.
Yep.
About, I don't know, you what should. Your podcast is about, but like you can bring it up and it's hella relatable to people.
Your honesty will be what makes people want to listen to you more.
In a creative field, it's very hard to be consistent because consistency and structure is very logical. It's very left-brained. And the creative field is very right-brained. So if you're a creative person first, even if you have the logic side of you, it's hard to put creativity on demand. It's just hard because like you have passion when you have passion and things are flowing and it's creative. And then when you don't, it's like that faucet is dry and it's hard. You need a plumber. You need a tool to fix it. It's just, it's not a thing you can easily just be like, all right, snap my fingers, get back into it. We're doing it.
Yeah, I think that one, this is all on you.
And this happens to us too, even now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where we're like, okay, we got to do Shit They Don't Tell You, and we got these ads, we got to do blah, 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 blah. And we're just like, oh, I can't do it today.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Mentally drained.
I have a headache. I don't feel good.
And I know that I'm going to put out a lower quality product if I try to push myself. Like, you just got to get to the point where you know yourself. Are you being lazy and you're just, like, being a potato ass or whatever? Or is it legit? You're kind of burnt out and you're not going to put out as quality a thing as you know that you could be doing. Is it going to be up to your standard of the work of the quality of work that you normally put out? If yeah, you try to force yourself to do it.
We have a thing about trying to give you guys our best. So yeah. If there's some reason why we don't think, for whatever reason, we'll be able to do that, we just like, you know what? We'd rather just do it tomorrow, even if it's an inconvenience.
Yeah, and in some cases, we're like, hey, we're just going to say that we can't have an episode this week. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, maybe we'll have a rerun. You know, during the last 2 weeks of the year, last year, at the end of 2021, we did two rerun episodes. And I do think it's cool. A lot of podcasts do that where they do a best of for their last two episodes of the year. But also, we were just so stressed out with moving and the holidays and everything happening all at once.
A lot of traveling.
And a lot of, like, we're moving to a different state. So, like, our health insurance is gone. Our driver's license are void. Or, like, everything was like, oh my God, we need to do all this stuff now. And it's the holidays that we just knew we couldn't put out good episodes. Yep. So we're like, you know what? Our audience that listens to us will understand. Like, they know us. They'll know that, like, everyone needs some slack, you know?
And chances are they're busy as fuck too because of the time of the year. Yeah. So yeah, it's...
Oh, that's another thing. Is
it's easy to make it all about you.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
it's really easy to do that. But having perspective and knowing that everyone's not like, I can't breathe without your podcast.
Yeah.
I can't drink. like I will starve.
You know, for me, it was because I had been inconsistent for so long that I was worried that if I let it slip again, then I'd go back into being inconsistent again forever. Like, it was a slippery slope.
You're afraid of yourself in a way. Yeah, for
that,
sure.
That, like, oh, if I let this go, then any excuse will do. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't true. You have to acknowledge when you've improved and, like, when you've, you know, when you really do need to allow yourself a break. And I think you do need to allow yourself a break. Okay, the second part is a personal question with a compliment. She says, listening to you two has made me realize I need to raise my standards in dating. With that being said, I feel like asking for someone with emotional intelligence is too high of a standard, like this person does not exist. Do you guys meet people on a regular basis that are as good as communicating as you two are? Or, Nikki, do you feel like Steve was your first and vice versa? Do you feel like we were each other's first, like, good communicators?
Oh, yeah, I do.
No one knows how to communicate their emotions. It's so annoying. Lastly, should I give up on dating and let my person find me? Do you guys believe in that? P.S. If you guys can, could you shout out my podcast? It's called Consuming Crime. Hopefully, by the time you guys get to this question, I'll be back on the productive horse. Consuming Crime, everybody.
There it
go
is.
Listen
go check
to
it, out.
It.
Wherever podcasts are available, I assume.
Yes, I will go check it out for sure. Okay, so the question, though. Yeah, it sucks. Like, people are generally bad at communicating because it's some shit they don't tell you. Why don't we teach this in schools? Why isn't communications just a class that we teach?
Yeah, but it's not like we got there instantly, right?
No.
We had to fight each other enough to want to understand each other enough. And that's really what the kernel that you need for emotional intelligence is. You have to want to understand your partner and not view them as an enemy, right?
True, but I also took a communications class, you know? And so it's like, how many people did that? Like, how many people read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People? I read that book. You know, it's like, I feel like people need to put in the work and they don't, generally.
True.
And also, you need to put in the work to even know that you need to put in the work. So if I hadn't read all that, like, would I have known that we even had a communication issue? Or would I just think you're an asshole?
Right.
You know? Like, and so I wonder, I don't know the answers, but I would definitely seek somebody that's always trying to improve themselves.
For sure.
You know, someone that's
trying to get better.
And actively. Like, not just saying that, because everybody says that. Everyone's like, oh, I'm the person who always tries to improve himself. But what are you doing? What are they doing actually on a day-to-day basis that's improving themselves? Are they reading books? Are they listening to podcasts? Are they, like, doing something actively to improve themselves? Because if not, then no. Then, yeah, they're not worth your time. They really aren't, because they're not going to grow with you, even if they are nice or cool, you know?
For sure.
Having
similar life values.
Yes.
That's everything.
Because sometimes you're just speaking a foreign language. So it doesn't even matter if your communication improves. You guys are just coming from two opposite sides of the communication spectrum where, like, you'll never see life the way they see life and they'll never see it the way you see it. So trying to communicate it is speaking two languages and it's not even worth it.
Yeah, my buddy Joe from JK, he was telling me, he's like, my new chick is so cool because she's just like wants to go to circus or like wants to go to like
she's open.
Yeah, what's that medieval one? The fuck is it called? the castle?
Oh, Excalibur?
Excalibur. And like she's like, let's go stay at the shittiest places. And he's like, isn't that awesome? And I'm like, not for me. But I'm glad that you like, you know, like I like going, I like people watching and stuff like all yeah, that, yeah. But I don't want to stay there. But like, you know, I'm like with me and Nikki, we like going to like the sick places.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that's our thing.
Yeah.
And so like, good for you.
Joe likes to live in a mud hut and that's been his dream. And he's always been consistent with that.
But that he has similar life
values.
And he
found a chick that's like, I'll live in a mud hut too.
Exactly. It's what he needs, right? So it's good to have the person that like is like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And they want to play.
And they support whatever you're supporting.
And me and Nikki would be at Excalibur like, nah, we're going to fucking check out right now.
Yeah, we're like, so we're just using this as a land bridge, right? To go to another cooler casino?
100%. By the way, huge shout out to Excalibur.
Yeah.
Definitely sponsor stay Excalibur. Show. Hashtag stay Excalibur.
I think they are always giving like 5 comped rooms all the time with M Life.
It's great.
Like, it's like M Life will send me rewards and like, you can have 1 comped room at Vidara or 50 comped rooms at Excalibur.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I'm not 19. So that's all. I'm not gonna do it. I stayed at the Luxor when I was like 19 years old, and I was like, this is fucking whack.
I've never stayed there, but I can imagine.
Yeah,
they're the elder casinos.
They are. It looks great on the outside, but yeah, on the inside I didn't enjoy it.
One thing I didn't update my database on immensely was like, I couldn't believe that MGM was giving like 3 comp nights in a row. Because when I used to come to Vegas, MGM was like the expensive one.
Yeah.
It was like crazy. Like, oh my gosh, you're staying at MGM. That's like, whoa. And now it's like the lower end.
I know.
Casinos.
Dude, when Bellagio is like the lower end, that's going to get wild.
That's going to be really wild.
Right? Because I remember when that was being built.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still, the fountain's still like a...
It's awesome.
A staple, but yeah. Yeah, Steve and I definitely see the world the same, and we're into the same things, and we value the same things. So it really makes that easier. I would definitely look for that in a partner first, because if you have that, then you can work on the communication.
Exactly.
Because you guys are both speaking the same language. You just have different ideas about how to go about it.
If Nikki was somebody who wanted to constantly travel the world at all times, I don't know what would happen. Because
same.
I don't, like, we did that. I got that out of my system.
Yeah.
And we even did it like in a very, I think, casual way.
We enjoyed traveling.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But like, we're chill not doing it
too.
We're
not really like, oh, we gotta go here now.
I just don't feel right if I'm not traveling constantly. I'm like, dude, good for you. That's great. That's not really our thing.
It's not our thing.
It's not our thing.
We fucking, one of our favorite vacations was going to Atlantis because we didn't have to leave the resort.
Because we're tourists.
We're tourists. And we're like, they have the real beach here, and they have fake beaches here, and they have a water park, and they have a casino. I don't need to go anywhere else.
Nope.
This is all my vacations all
didn't.
In one.
And we didn't.
And they made really good drinks.
Yep.
And they were expensive, and I didn't care.
We didn't give a shit. And I gotta tell you, Bahamian cuisine.
Oh, it was great.
Incredible. Cajun cut fries.
And we got to people watch.
Oh, it was great.
We were watching people on yachts. And we were like just talking about what their life is like. Like, what is that like? You just like have a yacht that you sometimes park in the Bahamas, and he just like this $30 million yacht, and and it was during Christmas time, so all the yachts decorated their yachts for Christmas.
It was sick.
And they had their own wait staff in there, like waiters and stuff, like eating their own like private dinners. And I was like, what is that life?
I know, right?
So we just were like people watching them and talking about it while we were eating our dinner. In a restaurant.
Which, by the way, Bahamian chicken nuggets. That'll change your life.
I don't think that's called that. It's like jerk chicken.
No, we had chicken nuggets.
What?
But there was like, that was the local fare at the...
I didn't have it.
It was local cuisine at the Atlantis.
I had the seafood. I don't eat chicken.
Oh, that's right. You had some seafood.
Yeah.
You had chicken fingers. Or I'm sorry, you had...
fish fingers.
Fish fingers. Thank you. Fish sticks.
Fish sticks.
Thank you.
I don't like fish sticks.
Classic.
Anyway... That is our show. There are a few other questions that maybe we'll get to next time, but if you have a question you would like to add, podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And maybe we'll answer them. Sometimes it takes us a while, but we try to get to them. And if you give us compliments,
you're in.
You're in. So what are you waiting for? Ask us a question.
Yeah.
God, everyone's doing it. We'll probably tell you to break up because we haven't gotten to tell anyone that, really.
That's true. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I like that we're breakup enthusiasts. It sure makes me laugh. I love that.
You guys are huge breakup advocates.
Breakup advocates. Yeah. That's the best one. Maybe that'll be a new merch.
Breakup advocate.
Breakup advocate.
Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, okay. Subscribe, share it with your friends if you liked it. Check out our Patreon, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.